Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Arenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vecta, and her preaching today is entitled, Live What You Preach.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. When I read this gospel, I immediately think of the beloved founder of our order, Saint Dominic. In my eyes, he is the absolute opposite of the Pharisees, because he got off his horse when he encountered the Cathars and took off his shoes. He did so not because he wanted to be seen or wanted to gain honor. It was not his goal to get appreciation of the Cathars. Moreover, he wanted to be reliable to them. His first wish was to convince the people that God loves his creation. He wanted to bring them back to the church. Dominic was not eager to gain something except of humans for Christ. Therefore, he understood that it is crucial to live what you preach. The same is valid for us today. Nobody is keen to hear a sermon from above. If we want to convince others that it is worth it to follow Jesus Christ, then it is not necessary to use many words. Instead, it is important to live our lives according to the gospel. If we talk about mercy and love, it is vital that others can experience this mercy and love when they are with us. When we talk about being poor and sharing our goods with others, it is inevitable that I don't keep everything for myself. I think it is not too difficult to do what Jesus is asking for, because he gives us the clue. He calls us to be humble. When I am humble, I know that our Master is Christ himself and that our Father is in heaven. Then it is evident that I can't be Master, that I can't be a teacher or something like that. I have nothing to say out of myself, but only because I might understand something from the gospel. And that is enough. Frère Roger, the founder of the community of Thésée in France, once said, Live what you have understood of the gospel, even if it's very little, but live it. That encourages me to meditate the gospel, to listen to Christ, and to give myself into the Lord's hand, so that he can make me his witness. And then I hope that I can be an example for others in the manner of Saint Dominic was an example for the Cathars. And I hope that I will be an humble example for others, and that example might encourage others to listen to the Lord too.